Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
When you think of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and Mr. Darcy, do you conjure up an image of Colin Firth, or does the thought of FBI agent Clarice Starling from the book Silence of the Lambs bring Jodie Foster to mind? And will Sharon Rabbit from Roddy Doyle's The Snapper forever be Tina Kelleher, complete with the hooped earrings and the teased perms? Well, ahead of Ireland Reads Day this Saturday, where we're asked by the country's libraries to pledge minutes of reading, we're looking at what film and series adaptations of books work and which ones really don't. And who better to do this with us than our Waterford librarians? And I'm joined in the studio by Tracy McEnany and Jenny Loughran, and you're both very welcome. Lovely to have you back again. Now, let's get to the controversial question first. Tracy, you can be controversial for us.
Okay.
When it comes to a book or a film series, should we read the book first or before we watch it, or should we do it the other way around?
You can do it both ways because books are always good.
You've been safe now.
There you go. But you can, I would recommend reading a book first because you cannot beat your own imagination. Because if you see normal people, you're going to always remember the O'Neill shorts and Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar Jones as those two main characters, Conal and Marianne, and they're not going to come out of your head. So you're kind of ruined. But saying that, the adaptations that they do for the films and series from the books are pretty very loosely based on the books. Mm-hmm. So you can go and watch the film and then read the book. But the exception to this rule is, and I think we're going to be hearing, and the Oscar goes to Colin Kuhn. Don't worry about those BAFTAs. The BAFTAs are been and gone. I'm telling you here now, I'm putting my money on Colin Kuhn. And that book was absolutely brilliant. And the film was just amazing.
And the book is Foster.
Book is Foster.
By Claire Keegan.
And Jenny has good news for Claire Keegan again. And but just, it's a small read, 96 pages, an hour and a half on any audiobook. But it was just absolutely fantastic.
What's the good news, Jenny?
Well, one of her other books, which was Booker nominated, is called Small Things Like These, and it's in pre-production at the moment. Due to start filming in March in New Ross, and Cillian Murphy's involved.
Oh, wow.
So, great book. That's great cast.
Fabulous book.
Great location.
Fabulous book.
And I'm not too sure if it's going to be a film or a series, but yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
And on that question, how do you feel about it? Book first, or do you watch it?
I would always say try the book first, and I think it's almost a gift to readers when they know that there's a character or a series or a book that they love is going to end up on the big screen or in a series on the small screen. It's nearly a reward for them, and then you can have the argument afterwards.
They left out this bit.
Yes, or that she was far too pretty to play that character. That character wasn't realistic enough. But equally, in the libraries, we would find that people are coming in looking for books because they have seen the film or because they have watched a series.
Bridgerton now is popping into my mind because nobody really bothered too much with Bridgerton the book until it was made. And then
no one in the libraries had heard of Bridgerton, really. And I was talking to some friends who were working in bookshops. They hadn't heard of them either. And none of my friends, even my friends who would always just read romance, hadn't read the Julia Quinn books at all. And we got them into the libraries when the demand was there. I didn't like the books. I was still love Bridgerton.
Yes.
I watched Bridgerton and...
I've heard that too, that perhaps you might be better off sticking with the screen version there, but you're each to their own. Now, there's a couple of adaptations coming up that you can't wait to see. Jenny, you'll start us off with this list.
Yeah,
here.
I'm really looking forward. It's coming out on Amazon next month. Is an adaptation of Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And the book was released in 2019. I discovered it through my book club. And I loved it because it's the kind of book that if you're very busy, like I was, very small children at the time, can put it down, read a few pages, come back to it 2 days later, maybe a week later. But most people will read it in one sitting, and it's a fictionalized account of a band called the Six who are already popular, and Daisy Jones joins the band, and then it's told in a documentary style transcript, and it's coming out as a mini series of 10 episodes. But what I find very interesting about this, and I think it's really helping with the excitement, is Taylor Jenkins Reid has been very big on book talk, and a couple of weeks ago I was working at a bake sale and my young young lads' school, and we had lovely transition years from the secondary over, helping out. They were great. And I just said to them on their break, what are you all reading? And they were all reading Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Power of TikTok, eh?
Yeah, and all her novels are can be read standalone, but she's a series of novels that are set in the same universe. And they love making the connections, and they were all really excited. In fact, it was them that told me it's going to be on Amazon. I was kind of aware that there was a TV series coming, but I hadn't really registered.
But they had knew, the gen on that. So that's Daisy Jones and the Six. And then, of course, the small things like these, which you've just spoken about. What's Heartstopper?
So Heartstopper is based on a series of graphic novels. It was originally web comics written by an author called Alice Oseman, and they're aimed for teenagers. And we've had series one on Netflix, and quite unusually, but I think it's a sign of the success of the first series, when they announced they were making season two, they announced season three.
Ah, okay. And I knew it was going to be a hit. Yeah.
And it's romantic, it's coming of age. You've got schoolboy Charlie falls in love with his classmate and all of their different friends, and the adults in it, because it is kind of set in kind of secondary school level, the adults in it are kind of in the background. It's all told from the young people's point of view, and it's been really popular. Like, the TV series has 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
pretty impressive. And I got to find them a good gauge.
Now, Stephen King, Tracy, is somebody that the movie makers just love, don't they? They seem to land on absolutely everything that he writes, with varying levels of success when they transfer onto the big screen.
Well, Stephen King has 60 of his books or novellas into TV series or films, right? And now that he is, that's the most for the any living author at the moment, right? But if you went to the Waterford Greenway on a very busy Sunday and you asked all the cyclists and the walkers and the runners, what is your favourite film? 50% of the population are going to say Shawshank Redemption, right? And this was made from a book, Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption. That was a Stephen King. And another one that you, if you haven't watched this film, it's on Netflix at the moment, and it is called Stand By Me. And this was adapted from a book, the novella called The Body. And this is a 1986 film. Watched it recently. 12-year-old boys, they know that there's a body hidden in the woods and they have to go and find it. And it's about sort of two rival gangs, but really, really good, brilliant film, and it would make you cry. It's about an hour and a half long.
When it comes to what Stephen King likes and doesn't like himself, it's The Shining, isn't it? It's one that irks him.
The Jack Nicholson, yes, it irks him. That is his least favourite. And his most favourite is Stand By Me.
Okay, and then I just have messages coming in here. A listener says, my absolute favourite film adaptation is Atonement.
We love it.
Ian McEwan, you love that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was now spot on, listener. And we met a girl on the train, Holly. We said we'd give her a shout out. She's from Cork, working in Kilkenny. And she was, we were saying, we need films, we need films. We need to talk about Kevin was another one.
Yes.
It was a terrible film. Brilliant, brilliant book.
And did she mention Atonement to you this morning, or you were just asking
no,
for ideas?
No, but oh no.
Saoirse Ronan, of course, in Atonement and Keira Knightley. And that was just a beautiful film, wasn't
absolutely.
It? Absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Day of the Jackal, by far the best adaptation, says that listener. And Fionn says, books always first. Part of our book club discussion is thinking about who will star in the main roles. Yeah, I think I tend to agree. Although, when I see a film adaptation, it does irk me, like you were saying earlier, Jenny. That character doesn't look like the character that I had imagined in the book. But that's a very personal thing.
I think now, because we are looking at adaptations all the time, a lot of the films out now are book adaptations, and they are so loosely based. Mm-hmm. Like it's the germ of an idea. Oh, absolutely.
But when an announcement comes, Tracy, do you find people like the Bridgerton example are straight into you going, I want this book that has been made into a blockbuster?
Well, get your pens and papers ready, because you're going to want to read these three books that I'm going to recommend to you.
Oh, go for it. Good.
Lessons in Chemistry, Bonnie Garmus.
Oh, read it. Brilliant. Love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
So
this is going to be Apple TV miniseries, right? The filming has just wrapped. They're currently editing. I was on to Bonnie Garmus herself. She's very good on Twitter or TikTok. She can't be listening today because she's actually touring the US. Brie Larson is going to be Elizabeth Zott. Now, Brie was the lead in Room. And remember, Room was the Philip adaptation from Emma Donoghue.
Yes.
But she wrote the screen screenplay
yeah.
and the author, so it was very good. That was a success. Bonnie Garmus now said that she didn't write the script, she did get to send notes, a lot of people send in notes, and this is a dream come true for her. It's her first book, it's a debut novel.
Oh, I hope they do a good job on that. I actually listened to that book now, thinking about it, and the narrator was perfect.
Oh, no.
Just this very dry
American
accent.
We were, who was I talking to? I was talking to one of our customers in Argyll Library, and he is a chemistry teacher and he's a rower. And he said, brilliant. He said, absolutely fantastic. He loved it. And he actually said, now this is a quiet gentleman. And he said to one beside him, this is the best book you're ever going to read. So really, really good.
And people who haven't read the book now have no idea what we're talking about. But go out and read it. It's fabulous before it comes out on the big screen. So what else is coming?
All the Light We Cannot See by Andrew Durr. Now, I had to restart this book twice. The first time, just couldn't get into it. I think it depends on the mood that you're in.
Yes.
This is going to be on Netflix. I love Netflix. It's going to be in 4 episodes. It's about Mari Lahr. She was blind since the age of 6. Her father builds a miniature version of their neighbourhood so she can memorise it and feel it, knows her ways around. And then Nazis invade, so they have to flee to France with a dangerous secret. So they're hunted. But then it also features a German orphan who is a gifted engineer, and thank God, because otherwise he's going to send to be labour in the mines, and their two worlds collide. But this has got a great screenwriter, Stephen Knight, who is Peaky Blinders. So really, really good. And The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. This is going to be on Apple TV, miniseries again. Laura Dave is the scriptwriter for this as well. Jennifer Garner is going to play the lead. I love Jennifer Garner. And now Jennifer Garner is Hannah. Hannah thinks she's found the love of her life, Owen, until he disappears. They've only been married a year. He has a daughter from a previous marriage. He gets a message to Hannah and says, protect her. And protect her means protect my daughter. And the FBI are after him. And a lot of what Hannah knows about Owen is a bit of an Irish scale that he's told her. But mm-hmm. very, very good book.
So now let's talk, Jenny, about the ones that don't work, maybe. And this is a very personal opinion as well, but the ones that didn't sit with you.
Because like sometimes when we're waiting for an adaptation to come out and it's a beloved book, like I said, it's going to be a reward or it's going to be a punishment. And like, I spoke to my book club about this and we all agreed none of us liked the Baz Luhrmann version of The Great Gatsby.
Okay.
And we all loved Baz Luhrmann's version of Romeo and Juliet, which I know is a play, not a book. I didn't like the film version of Circle of Friends. It's visually beautiful. Inish Teague looks amazing. Minnie Driver was brilliant in it. Saffron Burroughs was brilliant in it. But I think at the end of it, just strayed away from the story too much. It went for a happy Hollywood ending and it wasn't the realistic ending of Maeve's book, Maeve's beloved book, which I love it. I was also having a chat with my book club about Little Women. I have a massive Frances Halpin. Hello, Frances. I know she's listening. Massive Little Women fan. She's named 2 of her children after characters in it. And the 2019 version of it.
Tried to watch that twice and I didn't get through it either time.
Same here. And what my book club and what Frances were saying was the colours and the atmosphere and the sense of place was lovely, but it didn't stay true to the story. And there's a film, and again, this will have quite a niche audience. It's supernatural comedy horror called My Best Friend's Exorcism. It's on Amazon at the moment. It's okay. The book is much better. The series just didn't. The characters in the series, the film on screen, they just don't grab your attention the way they do on paper.
So just don't write off the book if you see something that you don't like. Isn't that key as well,
I
Tracy?
Would say if you've gone to the film and you didn't particularly like the film, just read the book. Mm-hmm. And some books are just so good that I would say read the book and just ignore the film.
Or when the film or the television adaptation completely changes, like we were talking about Girl on the Train, and they switched it from London to America, and it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And I love Emily Blunt acting, but I just thought she was like far too put together to be that character, because we'd really been invested in that book when it came out.
Yeah, and I think the characters were much more likable in the book than they were in the movie. I'm not sure why that was, but I remember feeling that at the time. And the other one then, I think they were all part of the same genre, Gone Girl.
No, Gone Girl, great book. Rosamund Pike and Ben Affleck did not work. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson, brilliant books, not great films. The Swedish version was much better than the Daniel Craig version. A Girl on the Train, totally agree with Jenny there. And as I said, we need to talk about Kevin Liner's Driver, great book. Terrible film. And Snowman by Joe Nesbo, fantastic books. Don't read them all in the same one after each other, or you'll be totally depressed. It's actually very, very good. And then one that we actually fight about on the train coming up here was P.S. I Love You by Cecilia Hearn.
Well, what What's the fight? Come on.
I loved it. I loved the book. I loved the film. And I would watch that film over and over again. But I think I am very forgiving in adaptations. Like Gerard Butler with his terrible Irish accent. It didn't bother me. And Hilary Swank and totally the wrong setting. But Jenny Wood.
It's 2 hours. You're like, you'll never get back. Hilary Swank. I love Hilary Swank acting. Hilary Swank could read the phone book and I'd sit down and watch her reading it. But I will never, ever, ever. If that film comes on, I'm changing channel. Now, and I did enjoy the book when it came out. And mm-hmm. I loved the setting of the book. And I loved the letters and the way that it was all set over the different months. And it's many years since I read it. I read it when it first came out. And I can remember the lovely way it was done. But the film, and I think my friend Aoife, who's a big romance fan, dragged me to the cinema to see it. And she owes me a few science fiction nights in now to make up for it, because still remember.
Not
my film at all. The book was good, but not my film at all.
Tell us about Ireland Reads quickly before we finish, because that's coming up at the weekend, isn't it?
Ireland Reads is coming up on the 25th of February, which is Saturday. We want you to go on to irelandreads.ie to pledge your minutes, and whole schools can get involved in this. So if your school is 700 pupils, 10 minutes of a read, you can send the 7,000 minutes into school.irelandreads@lgma.ie. You can do a TikTok video. There you go. We'll take a TikTok video of now you of Claire squeezing in a read under your desk, in the car. We've heard someone, in the shower, but no, that would not be appropriate.
No, that probably wouldn't and, be. No, you don't want to see a TikTok video of that. No.
But it's irelandreads.ie. And again, send in your social media and your TikTok videos. You can hashtag irelandreads or hashtag squeezeinaread.
Okay, so irelandreads.ie is the website for people.
Join your local library. It's free and you get so much more. The gift of books just keeps on giving.
Yes.
And we're so busy. We're so, so busy. And it's one of those things, if you manage to set aside 10 minutes a day to read a book and leave the washing, leave the Zoom call, you know, be a few minutes late to it, give yourself 10 minutes, go on to Ireland Reads and pledge it. You know, you've a bit of time, go to your library, go to your local bookshop. If you know, just give yourself the reward of reading with the whole family.
And that's it. It's a holiday in your head, as somebody once said. Thank you both, Jenny and Tracy. Lovely to see you here again. We'll take a quick break.
Thanks, Lynn.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.